Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Board Meeting Number 4 of the 2011-2012 school year. Please stand and join us for the singing of the National Anthem. Madam Secretary, roll call.
Mr. Chair, Trustee McKenzie is absent. Trustee Cleary will be joining us shortly, and all other trustees are present.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Communications from the Board Chair. At the October 11, 2011 Board Meeting, Board Policy IEC.BP, student admission to the district was considered for the first and second time. Normally, the policy would have been brought to this afternoon's Board Meeting for third consideration and final approval. However, it will be brought to the November 8, 2011 Board Meeting to allow time for additional information requested at the last meeting to be presented. On Friday morning, I had the great pleasure to visit Dover Court School, where a performance of the Shandong Youth Art Troupe was taking place. I found out a great deal about our Mandarin program, which is now has some 2,000 students enrolled across the district. That Dover Court was the site of the first Mandarin program, that indeed the Mandarin program is robust and growing at Dover Court. In fact, I was quite intrigued by Dr. Fox's remarks that there is a significant increase in non-Asian students that are enrolling in the Mandarin program. So that's a great tribute to the success of the Mandarin program. And I want to thank the Confucius Institute and Dr. Wei Li, who has been very instrumental in bringing over these the Shandong performing cultural groups. They were on a national tour, to the best of my understanding, and stopped in Edmonton for several performances at our school. So that was a wonderful reflection of the robust partnership that we have with China, and in particular Shandong province. On Wednesday, October 26, from 11 to 12:30 p.m., the Edmonton Public Schools Foundation is celebrating the launch of a full-day kindergarten classroom at Lauderdale School. And for those of you who might be interested in participating in that event, Lauderdale is located at 10610 129th Avenue. Through a generous contribution made by the Edmonton Oilers Community Foundation, a group of 22 students will now benefit from a full-day kindergarten program. And one of the most positive aspects about the Edmonton Oilers Community Foundation's support is that it will not stop once the students have moved on to grade one. In fact, their commitment will provide a full-day kindergarten program at Lauderdale School for the next 5 years. So our great appreciation to the Oilers Foundation program, or the Community Foundation program, and of course to our staff, Ms. Wojtas, who I'm pleased to see here tonight, who have continued to work hard to make the foundation program the great success that it is in the district today. Communications from our superintendent, Mr. Superintendent.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'm pleased to identify three items for the board today. First of all, I just want to let the board know that our district will be highlighted in an upcoming documentary produced by Omni Canada, highlighting the Chinese Mandarin bilingual program and Mandarin second language programs in our district. The documentary will be featuring not only the district, the board, and the district's commitment to the Mandarin language programs, but also highlighting the work of the Parents Association, the Edmonton Bilingual Chinese Education Association, which has been a profound supporter of these programs for almost 30 years. I'll be certainly informing the board when this documentary will come forward and share that information with the board. Also, in relation to a recent visitor, I was pleased to host Mr. Steve Munby, Chief Executive of the National College of School Leadership for the UK, at our district on Friday afternoon. We had visited two schools, and Assistant Superintendent Coggles and I were hosting him in these two schools, and later that afternoon we were joined by Dr. Jamie Pallett as well as Mr. Smith to have a conversation about school leadership and the context within which we serve and the challenges and opportunities that emerge in both of our contexts. I'm very pleased to share, Mr. Chairman, that Mr. Munby, who was here speaking at a conference, provided us some very positive reflection on the state of our school leadership and principals in particular, noting their passion for professional practice as well as their commitment to helping each student succeed was evident, and he shared that reflection with us. And finally, Mr. Chairman, this going on this afternoon, while we are in chambers, is Art in the Center, where families are invited to the center to take a look at their children's art being featured throughout our building. We will be having a lot of people walking through the building, taking a look at not only where their child's art is, but also seeing what has been posted and hung throughout our district, throughout our building, pardon me. So, Mr. Chairman, we're pleased that that event is going on today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Superintendent. Item E, minutes from the board meeting number 3, October 11th, 2011. Trustee Janz, would you move that these minutes be approved as printed?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Trustee Janz. Are there any additions or corrections? Seeing none, I will call the vote on these minutes as printed. All those in favor, please signify. That is carried unanimously. Item F, comments from the public and staff group representatives. At this point in the agenda, we have provided an opportunity to hear comments from the public and staff on educational issues. 20 minutes may be set aside. Comments should be kept to approximately 3 minutes per speaker, and there will be an additional time-sensitive opportunity for comments from the public and staff at 5 p.m. today. Are there any comments from the staff, our staff groups, or our public? Mr. Butler. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to comment on behalf of Edmonton Public Teachers that we're pleased to see that the board has a motion coming forward on provincial achievement test results, and also pleased that Trustee Spencer was able to attend our recent session on Dennis Shirley. The Premier's commitment to move away from grade 3 and 6 standardized testing. So I urge the board to support that motion, perhaps even add grade 6 into the mix, but thank you for discussing this important issue tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Butler. That promises to be an interesting conversation. Item G, tracking progress and excellence in the 2011-2014 priorities, and this warms my heart. This particular item, and I would call upon Ms. Jody Lundell, principal of West Glen School, to begin the presentation and introduce her friends. Ms. Lundell.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, trustees, Mr. Superintendent, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jody Landell, and I am privileged to be the principal of West Glen School. Teacher Adrienne Sweelander and grade 5 students Sam Robinson and Fabian Samuel are here today to share the story of the milk revolution. Heidi Robinson, Sam's mom, and Helen Adhikari, a West Glen parent, are also with us this afternoon. Adrienne.
Good afternoon. My class is not unlike other classes in the district. It is made up of a diverse group of students who have a variety of abilities, learning styles, and backgrounds. So, although similar to other students across the district, this creative, artistic, well-spoken group of 21st century learners has managed to accomplish something many adults have not been able to do. They have convinced people that added sugar is not healthy. Teaching and learning in my classroom is based on a universal design for learning approach. This means I plan to address different learner needs, styles, and preferences right from the start. Students have multiple options for taking in information, for making sense of ideas, and expressing what they learn. Technology is used to engage students and create a more flexible and accessible learning environment. So we were in the middle of a health lesson about added sugar when it all began. Students were asked how they wanted to represent their learning, and they decided to start a blog where they could record their ideas and share them with others. The milk revolution was born. There were 28 hits on our blog by the end of day one. 20 were students in our class, so technically, only 8 other people in the world read our blog, including Ms. Lundell and my mom. Fascinated by watching the hit counter go up, students generated ideas to increase traffic. They emailed friends, family, and staff, and used my Twitter account to tweet Jamie Oliver. They were thrilled when the counter made it to almost 300 by the end of that school day. And that night, when I was checking my Twitter account, Jamie Oliver tweeted back. Suddenly, the class was transformed. People were interested in what we had to say, and we were inspired to push forward. We decided to do more than just talk about the added sugar in chocolate milk. We had to educate people and encourage them to make healthy choices. So the milk revolution was in full swing.
My name is Sam Robinson, and I am a founder of the milk revolution. Our whole class has changed their milk from chocolate to white after learning how much added sugar was in chocolate milk. We figured that if other students knew what we knew, they might change too. We set a goal. By the end of June, 60% of West Glen students would be drinking white milk instead of chocolate milk.
My name is Fabian Samuel, and I'm a founder of the Milk Revolution. Our challenge was that we couldn't just tell students to change their milk. We had to find a way to teach them and make it fun for them to learn.
Just when we were busy working, we got a phone call from Kelowna.
It was Mrs. Wielander's sister. She told us that Jamie Oliver was tweeting out our blog address.
Suddenly, our hit counter was going crazy, and we were getting comments from people all over the world who agreed with us. They thought it was great we were trying to help other kids be healthy.
We were very excited and got right to work. On the next phase of the revolution, we decided to make a movie.
The best part was we could post it on YouTube and people all over the world could watch it.
Because if we can make a difference in our school, why couldn't we make a difference in the rest of the world?
Now we'd like to share Moo TV Episode 1.
Mrs. Wielander showed us a video with Jamie Oliver pouring sugar into a bus. This is the amount of sugar that was being eaten in the milk of a school district in 1 week.
Our mission is to educate people about how much sugar is in your milk. We want you to think about the choice of milk. Chocolate milk is a treat. It shouldn't be in your lunch every day.
Our principal, Ms. Lindell, even drinks white milk.
We started a blog to keep track of our progress. We hope to educate students so that we can reduce the amount of chocolate milk in our school by 60%.
Will TV.
Yum! This white milk is delicious and so full of calcium.
This chocolate milk is good too. You should try some.
It tastes different. Oh yeah. Got to warn you about the sugar rush.
Well, Lego Worm survived the sugar rush. Tune in next week for the exciting conclusion.
Will TV. TV.
A 25 milliliter carton of plain white milk contains 12 grams of sugar. This sugar is called lactose, which cows make when they make milk.
A 250 milliliter carton of chocolate milk contains 26 grams of sugar. That means to get chocolate flavored milk makers add 14 grams of extra sugar.
The chocolate milk has 26 grams of sugar in a 250 milliliter container. This is what 26 grams of sugar looks like. Do you want some lunch with your sugar?
Hello, my name is Mrs. Moo. Some people like chocolate milk, but I utterly can't stand it. It is too sweet and sugary. I like my grass with no sugar added. I work hard to keep my figure, make healthy choices, switch to my milk the way nature makes it.
Featured on JamieOliver.com and named Blog of the Month for May on his website. Last year, we made 3 movies. The media heard about us and we were interviewed almost daily by different people. We continue to get hits and comments from all over the world.
We learned that you can't believe everything you hear on television or read in the paper because almost every story got something wrong. But it was nice to know that even grown-ups make mistakes or forget to edit their work.
At the end of June, we collected milk data for our school and found out that we had met our goal.
More importantly, we've noticed that even more kids are choosing white milk this year, which means we've made a difference.
In September, we were interviewed again for JamieOliver.com, and our movies and blogs are still getting hits every day. We have over 27,000 hits on our blog.
Now that the board chair is promoting nutrient food and beverages, We're not sure what we'll tackle next, but we know we'd like to continue encouraging kids all over the world to make healthy choices.
We also want to let other students know that they can make a difference in the world, just like we did.
Thank you for inviting us to be here today.
We hope you enjoyed our presentation and that you will take some time to visit the Milk Revolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Lundell. And kids, that was a wonderful job. I would ask Ward Trustee Spencer to move that this report be received for information and begin comments. Trustee Spencer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move this report.
And your inimitably articulate self, Trustee Spencer, I appreciate that, those remarks. I will open the floor for trustee comments or questions. That's a very fine presentation. Trustee Shipka.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the report. And I wish to thank everyone involved in the West Glen School for this milk revolution. I might say you've not only changed the habits of many others, people and their diet, but you changed at least one of the trustees when I became aware of this and how much sugar was added to chocolate milk. I had no idea. I used to buy chocolate milk sometimes, and now I think, geez, all that sugar, do I want to buy that? West Glen students would be very disappointed if I did, so I choose white milk instead, and I have you to thank you. So has this, one question might be, you've had great success at your school reducing the amount of chocolate milk consumed. Have you heard any stories of other surrounding schools that has had some follow-through impact with your efforts, Mr. Chair?
We have had some people say that they have changed their milk because of the milk revolution. Yeah.
Great, thank you. Trustee Shipka, anything further?
Thank you very much, and good luck in your next project.
Thank you, Trustee Shipka. Trustee Spencer, are you back in queue?
Yes.
Trustee Spencer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to ask through you a question to Mr. Robinson and Ms. Samuel. We often tell children what kinds of foods they shouldn't eat. And I'd like to know what kinds of foods you would like to see at your school when you have a special event. What are some of the healthy choices that you would like teachers to provide for you?
We'll begin with Feeman.
Mr. Chair, we would like, for food, we would like vegetables and not any like junk food to bring to the school, like white milk, vegetables, fruit and stuff, instead of bringing candy, chips or something, or popcorn to the school.
Thank you, Fabian. Sam?
Mr. Chair, I agree with Fabian on that, so and I would like to see like it's fruits and vegetables instead of like pop or popcorn or something like that.
Thank you, Sam. Ms. Lundell.
I'd just like to add that this year we did ask parents that instead of bringing cupcakes or cakes for birthday treats, that they try bringing alternative kinds of treats. And from grades kindergarten through grade 3, we've had all very unique, interesting, healthy treats for birthdays since the beginning of September. So it's been quite successful, and kids are coming up, and parents with all kinds of creative ideas. And staff are much more interested in eating the birthday treats when they're healthy as well.
Excellent. Excellent message. Anything further, Trustee Spencer?
One more question, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
And I'd like to just direct this to Ms. Wielander and Ms. Lundell. We often hear about social media as being a scary place for children, and you have used social media in a way that has been very educational and very positive for children. I was wondering if you could comment, please, on how you see social media being available to teachers as a teaching tool.
Let's begin with Ms. Wielander.
Mr. Chair, it was a bit of an accident, our social media journey, but it was very eye-opening. We were coming across situations each day. So how do we deal with the children's pictures on the internet? How do we deal with if someone puts a comment on we don't agree with or uses language we're not, you know, don't want to use? And it was kind of a bit of a fly by the pants, but it was really eye-opening because the kids were able to use common sense. So if we don't want to say it to our parents, we shouldn't say it on the internet. Big lesson. Also, even in the song that was chosen, we could not find a version that did not have at least, you know, reference to a swear word. So we had to do some editing and learn how to, you know, if this is going to be on the internet and once it's out there forever, how do we respond to that? So we did a whole lesson, a couple lessons, in fact, about protecting ourselves. So you'll notice they all had superhero names. Those are the way we identify ourselves, and their names aren't on the internet. And we've been, in all of our movies, we were trying to use very creative ways to keep our faces hidden. In another movie, we all wear little glasses with noses and other things to protect our identities, because once it's out there forever. And that one little tweet that went to Jamie Oliver has been duplicated, like, I think 50,000 times was the last tool. I think some teachers are scared of social media because there is a lack of control. So you have to accept that occasionally there might be a bad word show up and you have to discuss it. Yeah, we don't need to use that word and move on, and that was a bad choice for them. So we'll delete it and move on. But aside from that, I think it's very useful because they realize people are listening to them right now. So we tweeted out right before the board meeting to Jamie Oliver, hoping he'll tweet us back. And because there's that audience there and it's immediate, it's a lot of encouragement to do it.
Thank you, Ms. Wielander. Thank you, Ms. Lundell.
I would just add that our students have access to technology very early at West Glen School. And from grade two onwards, they're using Google Apps and email and those kinds of things. I believe, and our staff believes, that this is the world the kids are living in. I've got elementary and junior high age students, and the only way to teach them to behave responsibly and ethically in the digital world is to allow them to have opportunities to interact in the digital world. So in addition to being engaging, I think we're also growing good digital citizens. And the students were, as Adrienne said, or Mrs. Wielander said, the students were very concerned about the language in the song, but they wanted the song, and they found a way to make it work for them.
Thank you, Ms. Lundell. We have about 2.5 minutes left of our 10 minutes set aside for questions from the board. So I've got two trustees left in the queue, Trustee Hoffman and Trustee Ripley. Trustee Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question through you to administration is, for a little context, not all of our schools have milk programs, but most of our schools have a vending machine. And I actually had an email from a parent at one specific school last week saying the vending machine in our school has only flavored water and flavored milk, and the school council has asked the vendor who services that machine to consider putting in non-flavored options, but that the vendor says that those don't sell. So what can we as school councils or as a district do to ensure that there are options in our school for white milk and if there's a water machine, plain water? Mr. Superintendent, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And it has been, as we've stated from the very beginning, as we were looking at implementation of the student and staff health and wellness policy, working with our vendors in multiple scenarios to ensure that their options and choices that they provide are, in fact, from the both choose most often or choose sometimes category versus those that are, in fact, choose least often. And it has been an ongoing work, and I'm pleased to say that vendors have been, for the most part, very responsive to that request, and are we continue to work diligently with them. And in the case of these specific kinds of situations, from an administrative perspective, knowing that we can certainly provide some support to the school council and to the principal in working with vendors to ensure that we can help them move closer to what our goals are in relation to that. It is an expectation, Mr. Chairman, that that the schools themselves do not provide any food from the choose least often category for sale. And so we'd certainly like to follow up with that situation.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Superintendent. Trustee Ripley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I was interested to hear, I'm not sure if it was Faven or Sam, who said we wanted a way to teach the school about the importance of white milk versus chocolate milk and make it fun at the same time.
and you wanted to make a difference. And it strikes me that you're all your teachers, because that's exactly what teachers want to do. And so I think one of the board's really important desires for everybody in the district is that every student will come to school really excited about coming to school and excited to have fun and to learn. And so I'm wondering what makes it fun for you to come to school, aside from the milk revolution. Are there other things that you find fun in your classroom?
Sam.
Yes, there is, Mr. Chair. There's, like, like, I like learning just generally, to know new things most days.
Thank you, Sam. Stephen?
As Sam just said, learning new things every single day helps you better, so when you come in school, you already know what you learn, and every time you work on it, you get much better at it and learn new stuff and words.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Tristan. Well, I will close. Very exciting to have the Milk Revolution present board. Of course, I had the pleasure of visiting the school and learning about this firsthand some months ago. Changing the nutritional values and the health practices of our students, our children who will be adults in just a very short number of years, is ongoing long-term work, but it's nothing less than inspiring that you're not only this class, now a grade 5 class, is leading the way at your school, but really leading the way throughout the world. So thank you very much for your creativity and your commitment to this important issue, and I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge both Sam and Phelan demonstrated exemplary understanding and respect for board protocol, addressing the chair and all of their remarks. So you were very well schooled by your parents and your teachers in how to conduct yourself at a board meeting, and you did an outstanding job. So thanks again for the important work that you're doing, and keep it up. You're making us proud. And with that, we will call the vote on receiving this report for information. All those in favor, please signify. That is carried unanimously. Item H, report number 3. Report number 2 of the conference committee from the meetings held September 20th, 2011 and October 18th, 2011. Recommendation number 1, I will call on Acting Conference Chair Hoffman to introduce the item. Trustee Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the following recommendation, that report number 2 of the Conference Committee from the meetings held September 20th, 2011 and October 18th, 2011 be received and considered.
Thank you, Trustee Hoffman. Calling the vote on recommendation number 1, all those in favor, please signify. That is carried unanimously. Recommendation number 2. The next recommendation has to do with a verbal report regarding the interim evaluation of the Superintendent of Schools. I will call upon Trustee Shipka, Chair Superintendent's Evaluation Committee, to provide the verbal report. Trustee Shipka.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Board of Trustees recently completed an interim review of the Superintendent of Schools. This evaluation was for the period of November 2010 to April 2011 and reflects on the work of Superintendent Edgar Schmidt. The Board and Superintendent of Schools Evaluations Committee will determine the timeline and process for the final evaluation. The review and evaluation of the Superintendent by the Board is a very important process, as the Superintendent is responsible for ensuring the priorities, mission, and vision set by the Board on behalf of the community are advanced. The Superintendent is evaluated in 6 categories, including vision and leadership, board and superintendent relations, communications, management, personal attributes, and accomplishments. Trustees rate the superintendent against established criteria for each category. The evaluation process also includes a review of the specific goals and outcomes the superintendent has identified. During the evaluation, trustees were asked to consider the superintendent's work in relation to the board's mission, district priorities, achievement results, satisfaction survey results, as well as his work with the board in general. In its interim review, the board noted Mr. Schmidt's effective work with staff at various levels and that he has effectively surrounded himself with a strong team. Satisfaction results from staff identified strong support for his leadership and direction. The board also remarked on an appreciable improvement in the superintendent's communication to the board, anticipation of issues, prompt notice of potential media issues, and the timeliness of responses to constituent concerns. Communications to trustees and staff are always professional and promote confidence in a well-run, fair district employer. The board views that central reorganization of assistant superintendents has been positive, with much more focused attention to support school leaders and staff, including faster and better responsiveness to issues and development of leaders. The board appreciates that Mr. Schmidt has high expectations, which is a critical factor in good judgment, good and good management of the district's resources. Support to the board in developing a new vision, mission, and priorities with a new group of trustees has been noticed and appreciated, as it is important work in the district. This work lays the foundation for a district-wide plan for public education in Edmonton with on-the-ground accountability. The interim review identified areas for improvement for the superintendent in working with the new board. These include the method and comprehensiveness of information received in board reports. Reports could be strengthened by including risks, implications, advantages, and disadvantages of objectively demonstrate all sides of a situation. Timeliness of responses to trustees to requests for information could also be improved. The board will continue to work with the superintendent to strengthen board and superintendent relations to ensure a climate of support and mutual respect. Finally, the board commends the superintendent for his continued dedication to student achievement and success of all children. With this in mind, the board is pleased to seek ministerial approval to reappoint Mr. Schmidt as superintendent of schools for a three-year term from May 1st, 2012 to April 30th, 2015. The board looks forward to continued success and further achievements to be accomplished together.
For that very thorough report. And I would call upon Acting Conference Chair Hoffman to move recommendation number two. Trustee Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the following recommendation, that the verbal report regarding the interim evaluation of the Superintendent of Schools be approved.
Thank you, Trustee Hoffman. Are there any trustee comments or questions? Trustee Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As the former chair of the Superintendent Evaluation Committee, I want to speak first of all to the process and how well supported I felt in that committee role, and secondly to how pleased as a new trustee I've been with the transition process, making sure that we have access to the types of information we need to make informed decisions, and with the superintendent's role overall, I'm very pleased that we're moving forward seeking this authority from the minister. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Trustee Hoffman. Further trustee comments or questions? Seeing none, calling the vote on recommendation number two. All those in favor? That is carried unanimously. I would now call upon Acting Dean. I would now call on Acting Conference Chair Hoffman to move recommendations three and four. And Trustee Hoffman, I'll ask you to read both of these motions together and we'll vote on them as an omnibus recommendation. Trustee Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the following recommendations. First, that in accordance with the School Act and Alberta Education Superintendent of Schools Regulation, authorization for the Board Chair to seek the approval of the Minister of Education to reappoint the Superintendent of Schools for a new three-year term effective May 1st, 2012 to April 30th, 2015 be approved. And second, that subject to the approval of the Minister of Education, authorization for the board chair to sign on behalf of the board a new 3-year contract of employment with the superintendent of schools effective May 1st, 2012 to April 30th, 2015 be approved.
Thank you, Trustee Hoffman. Any trustee comments or questions on this recommendation? Trustee Ripley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I just would like to say that it's wonderful that Mr. Eggerschmidt has said yes to our proposal that he should remain as our superintendent for the next 3 years. I happened to be actually sitting out in the audience when Mr. Schmidt was first, it was first announced that he would be the superintendent of schools, and he came up to the podium over here and he spoke so eloquently about his passion to educate the kids on the fringes of school. He was committed to community engagement and to strong leadership, and I think while our renewal of the contract speaks to the fact that we just think he's, well, this trustee and the board thinks he's doing a wonderful job. So thank you for saying yes, Mr. Superintendent, through the chair.
Thank you, Trustee Ripley. Any further trustee comments or questions? Seeing none, calling the vote on recommendation number 3, all those in favor? That is carried unanimously. Trustee Hoffman, recommendation number 4.
Was done as an omnibus.
Well, you didn't read out actually recommendation number 4.
I did.
You did? Oh, I apologize.
No problem.
So that is carried unanimously as an omnibus motion. And congratulations, Mr. Superintendent.
Thank you.
Report number 4, board authorization of trustee absence. Trustee McKenzie was absent from the September 27, 2011 and October 11, 2011 board meeting. She is advised that she will be away for an indeterminate time due to a critical family illness. A board resolution is required authorizing her absence for more than 3 consecutive board meetings. With that, I will move from the chair that the board board authorization for Trustee McKenzie to be absent from board meetings from September 27, 2011 to December 13, 2011, inclusive, be approved. Are there any trustee comments or questions to this motion? Seeing none, calling the vote on the recommendation, all those in favor? That is carried unanimously. Item report number 5, a motion re-provincial achievement test. And Trustee Spencer, I believe you'd like to speak to this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Perhaps as a process piece, I should read the recommendation and then I'll make a motion.
All right, please.
That the board support Premier Redford's pledge to replace grade 3 provincial achievement tests with more appropriate assessment mechanisms that respect the principles of inclusion, equity, and transformation. The board chair will communicate this decision to the Office of the Premier, the board's representatives to the Alberta School Boards Association, and the Public School Boards Association of Alberta will work to persuade these groups to adopt similar positions. I would have been asked if it would be appropriate if we could defer this item. I have had a conversation with the Parliamentary Assistant for Education, and although she is unable to make any promises, she is of the view that this motion would still be relevant next month. So I'd like to put that forward. I would like to ask the superintendent, through you, Mr. Chair, if it would be possible for us to receive the request for information on the strengths and weaknesses of standardized testing for the first meeting in November instead of the second, so that we could have this position determined before the fall general meeting of the Alberta School Boards Association.
Thank you, Trustee Spencer. Mr. Superintendent.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I've received indication from our staff that we would be able to meet that deadline, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Superintendent. Madam Secretary, do we need a formal vote on Trustee Spencer's desire to defer this, or does he have ownership of the motion and have the authority to defer it upon his request?
Mr. Chair, he has ownership of the motion at this point.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. With that, this motion is deferred. Sorry?
Just a point for
Trustee Hoffman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Just a point for clarification, it was stated the first meeting in November as opposed to the second. I'm just hoping we can actually have a date for when that first meeting in November is, particularly for the benefit of media who might be interested in covering the story.
Mr. Schmidt.
Mr. Chairman,
the next board meeting is November 8th, 2 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Superintendent. Report number 6, request from Renew 112. The item before the board is to consider a request from Renew 112, a committee of Highlands community residents advocating for improvements to safe pedestrian transportation routes across 112th Avenue. They are requesting a letter of support from the board for their proposal for 112th Avenue road diet to provide to City Council prior to November 1st for Council to consider in the planned reconstruction of 112th Avenue. The administration has provided some additional background information in the report on our agenda to assist in the board's consideration of this matter. Mr. Ben Hart, representing the Renew 112 initiative, has requested an opportunity to speak to this item. Mr. Hart has been advised he has up to 3 minutes to make his comments as per the board's procedures. We will hear first from Mr. Hart, after which I will call upon Dr. Parker to provide any opening remarks or clarifying remarks on the information provided in the report. Mr. Hart.
Thank you. Good afternoon, members of the board and the administration. Thank you for your opportunity to speak to this agenda item. I'm here on behalf of a Highlands Bellevue Community League initiative called Renew 112, which is dedicated to redesigning 112th Avenue to improve safety, walkability, and neighborhood vitality. How we design our neighborhoods impacts the health and safety of our children. An unsafe roadway, or one perceived as unsafe, is an impediment to children who wish to engage in kid-powered transportation by walking or cycling to school. 112th Avenue in its current four-lane configuration is such an impediment. Because 112th Avenue is scheduled for reconstruction next year, Renew 112 is asking the city to consider a redesign of the roadway that fosters safety, connectivity, and kid-powered transportation. In June, I received a letter from Dr. Lauren Parker, who informed me that Edmonton Public supports community initiatives that seek to increase safety for students and foster kid-powered transportation. However, Dr. Parker indicated that if I require a letter to City Council, I needed to contact my ward trustee, Dave Colburn, which I have done. Trustee Colburn indicated that the board supported this initiative in the form of a letter to Council. For this to happen, a majority of trustees would have to support the letter, hence I am here today. On November 1st, the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee considers the future of the Renew 112 initiative and will direct the Transportation Department to either explore a redesigned 112th Avenue with the community or to reconstruct the roadway in its current form. Based on an expression of interest conducted in the Highlands neighborhood, there is overwhelming neighborhood support for redesigning the avenue to foster walkability and neighborhood vibrancy. An important aspect of the proposed redesign is to improve the health and safety of students that attend the four public schools in the area. The 112th Avenue arterial bisects our neighborhood. Increasing volumes of traffic and aggressive driving on the avenue have led to a diminishing sense of safety for those crossing or walking on the avenue. I walked my nephew to Virginia Park Elementary every day for a year because my family felt it was not safe for him to cross the road alone, and I know many parents share the same concern. Renew 112 supports proven designs such as a road diet, which would narrow the roadway from four lanes to three in order to widen sidewalks, narrow crossings, discourage speeding and unsafe driving, and provide other safety and walkability improvements. I am asking that the board submit a letter to City Council prior to November 1st in support of Renew 112 and for design improvements such as a road diet between 50th and 68th Streets. I would like to thank the board again for its time and allowing me to speak today.
Thank you, Mr. Hart. And we will deliberate upon this in the next few minutes. Dr. Parker, would you like to introduce the report?
Mr. Chairman, trustees, Superintendent Schmidt, good afternoon. As referenced in the report, district administration was approached by Mr. Hart to gain support for the 112th Avenue Road Diet Initiative. District planners reviewed the plans and in a letter to Mr. Hart dated June the 21st, 2011, demonstrated our support for the initiative. Mr. Chairman, this project aligns with other district initiatives to improve the safety of walkability for our students, and within that context, we remain supportive of the initiative. With that brief introduction, we please respond to any questions the trustees may have.
Thank you, Dr. Parker. Are there any trustee comments or questions? Dr. Parker. Trustee Ripley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I'm for pedestrian friendly, especially for students, roadways, et cetera, communities. I noticed that in Mr. Hart's original letter to you, I guess, dated October 2nd, it's in our packages, attachment number one. He's provided a letter, a sample letter that we might write, and I'm just wondering, Mr. Chair, if we would use that letter or whether we would develop our own letter.
Thank you, Trustee Ripley. I will ask Dr. Parker to comment on that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As directed, we'll use it. We would write it a little differently in terms of our response if it was written by our department, not substantively different, wouldn't change the content, but just a different style letter.
Thank you, Dr. Parker. Trustee Ripley, anything further?
Thank you. I would. I think it would be a good thing for the district, for us to write our own letter and to make the point that primarily we are in support of pedestrian, child-friendly communities, and we would, you know, eager to work with the city council and city administration on this, and that this project seems to fit that bill. Something along that line. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Trustee Ripley. Trustee Hoffman.
Just a point of clarification regarding process, Mr. Chair. Could you clarify what it is exactly that we're discussing the report today, not a letter per se. Is that correct? I don't see a recommendation regarding a letter or a motion or a notice of motion, so I'd just like clarification on that, Mr. Chair, regarding process.
Well, I suppose I would be best qualified to speak to this. Mr. Hart indicated an interest to have board support on this matter several weeks ago. My natural course of action might have been to bring it forward to a conference meeting, but unfortunately for this issue, we did not have a conference meeting scheduled in November. I did think we might have a conference meeting at the latter part of the month, but that didn't materialize either. So in order to respond in a timely manner to Mr. Hart's request, the only option we had to consider it as a board was at public board meetings, and so the item was placed on the agenda at my discretion, and we are really dealing with Mr. Hart's request for a letter of support for Renew 112 that would be drafted in time to be considered by the City Transportation Committee, which is scheduled to meet on November 1st. In terms of an action item, I will address that, how that action item might play out after Dr. Parker concludes his presentation and questions and comments are exhausted from the board. Would that help?
Unfortunately, I still don't have clarification about what's being asked of us at this point. And I think that there's definitely been discussion around there being a letter, but I'm uncomfortable with us changing our process at this point. So I'm wondering if perhaps to meet the time requirements of presentation of the actual report that we're considering today could be provided to the committee. I'm throwing out ideas, but I do want to make sure that we don't change our processes today. I'm uncomfortable with having a being the request of a letter at this point in time coming forward, to be quite honest, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Hoffman. Trustee comments or questions? Anything further? Trustee Spencer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I certainly have no objection to writing a letter for this particular project. We've recently seen a project on 99th Street, which did not do a very good job of considering the need of pedestrians. So certainly, I think this is an issue that requires some thoughtful action. I think perhaps moving forward so that we don't have to deal with these things on a project by project basis. It may be worthwhile creating some sort of policy or an advocacy stance that the board would maintain with regard to design issues and provide some sort of flexibility to create letters of support for projects which fit those parameters. I suppose the overworked advocacy committee might have to take that on, but I do think that might be a better way going forward. I can certainly imagine that we could get to a point where we are receiving requests for many different things that are going on in the city, and there would be nice to have some guidelines around that. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Spencer. Trustee Ripley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Picking up on Trustee Spencer's comments, I'm just wondering how many requests the district receives of this type support for safer communities, et cetera, that surround our schools, as opposed to requests that are directly related to our schools.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We don't get a lot requesting a letter directly from the board. We do get lots of requests for administrative support for initiatives. We have a very good working relationship with the city at the administrative level, so we have lots of opportunities for influence, and usually that's where the requests lie. This one's a little different. It has involved one of our schools. The Highland School has been involved in the process, and perhaps that's why it's come to, you know, aside from the fact that I did indicate that if it was a letter of support going directly to the political body of the city, it would have to come from our board.
Thank you, Dr. Parker. Trustee Ripley, anything for you?
Just one follow-up. May I ask if the city in general is welcoming of our thoughts about issues around our schools in terms of their work?
Dr. Parker. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, they are very receptive. We don't always get the response that we would like, but they are certainly receptive and give us lots of opportunities to provide input.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Trustee. Anything further? With that in mind, and to further clarify Trustee Hoffman's question, what are we being asked for? The superintendent has pointed out that this is a feedback report, and my understanding of that is that this is a report of information provided to the board, and the administration is expecting a response from the board in terms of where we go from here. And in terms of the appropriate process of reaching a conclusion in that regard, I would now, seeing no other trustees in the queue for comments or questions, I would like to introduce a motion that the Board of Trustees provide a letter of support for the Renew 112 initiative to City Council, and that this letter be drafted and forwarded in a timely manner to accommodate the November 1st transportation meeting. And I would ask the board to waive notice of motion for this motion to be considered now rather than in 2 weeks, which of course would be beyond the November 1st date. So the first thing to be disposed of is the board willing to consent to waiver of notice of motion? That has to be unanimous. Okay, Trustee Hoffman has indicated she will not waive notice of motion. So, Trustee Hoffman.
I just want to say that I am absolutely in favor of walkability. My hesitation is around process, and I thought feedback reports were for us to receive, to sort of give a tone on whether or not the concept was something that we supported, rather than coming up with motions on the floor that we weren't necessarily prepared to make a final decision on. I think what I've heard is general consensus from the table that we are in support of the idea of making sure that students have the option of the safest route possible on foot or on bike to get to schools, and I've heard that from the majority of voices at the table. My hesitation is with drafting motions last minute and introducing them and asking for unanimous consent, which I don't think is the purpose of the feedback report, rather to gather feedback, but I may be wrong with that regard, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Trustee Hoffman. Now, we're not actually debating the waiver of notice of motion, but I do see Trustee Johnner in the queue. Trustee Johnner, did you have a point to make on some aspect of this that is not related to actually debating the outcome of the waiver of notice of motion? Trustee Johnner.
I just wanted to make a comment in support of this, and just that if we move forward with this, this displays the nimbleness of our board, and I encourage the board not to get too caught up in the process, but rather focus on an important issue. They're looking for a letter. I don't have a problem with, I notice a motion, but I know Trustee Hoffman does, but I just wanted to say that being nimble is favorable in my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Johnner. I think we were entering into the world of debating the waiver of notice of motion, but the decision has been made that waiver of notice of motion. I see you're in the queue, Trustee Hoffman. Did you want to speak to a point of order? I think we're ready to move forward on this matter.
What I did want to speak to, Mr. Chair, thank you. And this is the first time that a feedback report's come to public board, so that's why I just want to make sure that the process that we establish today, because we will be setting precedent, that we are very clear with what the purpose of a feedback report is, and that the board does in fact give the appropriate feedback so that administration can move forward. So that's all I want to speak to, is that process, not specifically to the defeated waiver notice of motion, but what do we need to do to give feedback that will not put us, my hesitation is that there may be future requests for money or other things, and that if we set the precedent today that we will, given feedback reports, pass waiver of notice of motion, that we're putting ourselves in that situation to have to be nimble on an ongoing basis, where we may need more time to consider the ramifications of the decisions we're making. So it is, of course, with no specific reference to the decision that is being asked to be made today, but I just want to make sure that the process before a subsequent feedback report comes forward, I want to make sure that the board is doing what needs to be done to make sure that feedback is heard and that administration can act accordingly. So that's my expression for this specific action item, not the waiver of notice of motion, but the specific feedback report that we're discussing now, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Trustee Hoffman. Mr. Superintendent, did you want to comment on Trustee Hoffman's comments regarding the nature and intent of feedback reports in our current process?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are times when an issue is brought forward either in a timely manner, such as this one, or has layers of complexity that require further deliberation of the trustees in order for the trustees to feel informed about a decision. The feedback report is the intention of the administration to provide feedback reports so that we, in fact, receive the direction we need to proceed. In this instance, we do need from the board a decision regarding the preparation of a letter of support from the Board of Trustees to be considered. What we have heard to this point is general consensus on that particular action, and that we still will need from the board anything further in relation to the writing of a letter, and so that is the request. If there are further comments that perhaps that need some consideration, that may provide a broader range of input, then we would need to include that in a recommendation report coming forward to the board, upon which it would make its decision. There is also a provision, and I will need some clarification from the board secretary around the notion of substantive motions in relation to a topic that is current. So the board may consider a motion in relation to a specific topic that's emerged, given that there is sufficient information moving forward. But I do believe that that motion still requires unanimity in proceeding. If I might, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Superintendent. This is a ranging conversation. Madam Secretary.
Mr. Chair, that is correct. If there is not unanimous consent to proceed with that matter at this time, then it serves as notice of motion.
Our intent is then to, given the feedback that the board provides now, to come forward with a recommendation at the following, the upcoming meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Superintendent. If I understand correctly, then from your remarks, my motion would not be required. You would simply be gathering a sense of where the board was at and bringing forward a recommendation based upon the administration's best judgment. Would that be correct?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Superintendent. With that, I will withdraw the motion. And seeing no one else in the queue, we will bring this matter to a close. Thank you very much, Dr. Parker. We will likely see that recommendation, Mr. Schmidt, at the next board meeting.
That's what he said. That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Superintendent. I think what we'll do, we're well along in our agenda, and I'm just not sure how extensive the conversation will be regarding item number 7, our district satisfaction survey results, so we will call a 10-minute recess and resume at 3:15.